I'm Susan Stevens. The minimum salary a teacher can be paid in Illinois will soon increase. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined educators and activists to sign a wage increase plan into law Thursday. Sam Dunklaw has more.
It's a four-year plan state lawmakers cooked up to address a teacher shortage. It starts next year, and by the fourth year, Illinois teachers will have to be paid at least a $40,000 salary. State Representative Katie Stewart, a Democrat from Edwardsville, is a former teacher and one of the bill's sponsors. She says she's helped counsel others who want to start teaching but can't.
They look at this career that they've wanted to do for their whole lives. They grew up knowing they wanted to be an educator, and the reality of it was not going to be affordable.
Opponents say local property taxes will have to increase to offset the new cost. Governor Pritzker, meanwhile, says Illinois sent more state funding to schools this year and vowed to keep that trend going. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
In other news, July non-farm jobs increased over the year in the state's 14 metro areas, building on recent momentum. That's according to Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Sam Silestro.
This is the first time since 2000 that's happened, and it's just great news all across the state where we've seen consistent job growth over the past couple months, and it culminated in today's announcement.
Areas with the most growth compared to a year ago include Chicago, Rockford, and the suburbs, but also downstate communities like East St. Louis and Champaign-Urbana. The unemployment rate dropped in 11 metro areas last month. And two housing agencies in southern Illinois will receive about $1 million each to identify lead-based paint hazards in decades-old apartment complexes. The Belleville News Democrat reports the federal government this week announced the awards to the East St. Louis Housing Authority and the Union County Housing Authority. The agencies were among 38 across the country to share $28 million in awards that focus on units occupied by families with young children. The homes are a concern because paint dust can poison children with lead. That can cause lifelong delays in development. In 1978, the federal government banned consumer use of paint with lead. And controversial conservative radio talk show host and former Illinois congressman Joe Walsh is weighing a presidential run. He told the Chicago Tribune he'll make a final decision next month. I'm Susan Stevens.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The FCC is recommending a three-digit phone number be created for a national suicide prevention lifeline. Steph Whiteside has more.
Centerstone Vice President of Crisis and Disaster Management Becky Stoll says the proposed number, 988, will make it easier for people to access mental health services when they're in crisis.
And I think it's really significant that it's a 9 number that really elevates it to, you know, equivalency of a 911.
Stoll says the move is critical in addressing rising suicide rates in the U.S. She says Centerstone also supports proposed legislation that would improve the hotline and add more funding to handle an increase in call volume. Last year, the crisis centers that operate the hotline responded to more than 2.2 million calls. I'm Steph Whiteside.
The number of non-farm jobs increased in all 14 Illinois metropolitan areas last month. Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Sam Silestro says over the year, job growth was strong last month, including downstate.
Southern Illinois really shines here. They've been job leaders for a number of months. Job growth increased in Carbondale and Marion 2.3% over the year. We also saw strong job growth in areas like Danville and Rockford and all across the Chicagoland area.
The July unemployment rate dropped in 11 metro areas compared to a year ago. That includes the Carbondale-Marion area, which saw its unemployment rate drop from 5.2% to 4.2%. I'm Jennifer Fuller.